Joey Davis to come on up. Joey's going to share a devotional, and then we're going to pass the microphone around and give thanks, and then we'll pray together. Let me pray for you, Joey. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for just the word that you have placed in Joey's heart. Lord, I pray that you would, Holy Spirit, that you would open up our hearts this morning and that you would speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. All right, I'm going to talk for just a short little time here. 8-10 minutes tops. Welcome to the last Sunday of 2015. How did it go? How was your year? I'm sure there were highlights. I'm sure there were very low times. As I was preparing yesterday for this, I had something all set up, and I woke up this morning and I took my Bible and I opened it to this passage and I thought, wow, this is a perfect passage. So I threw out what I had and I'd like to share this passage with you. But sometimes God throws these curveballs at us. So this isn't polished, but I think it's good. We're going to read Psalm 66 this morning. Psalm 66. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing to the glory of his name. Offer him glory and praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God has done. How awesome his works in man's behalf. For he turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. Come and let us rejoice in him. For he rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. For he has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, O God, you tested us and you refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke. And my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God. For let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. I like this psalm. It's very... When we come to the end of this year, we each have had a hard times in this year and good times in this year. And the Lord really impressed it upon my heart that, you know, in times like these, when we reflect, we like to think of the good things, and that is great. We give praise to God. But we've been through some hard stuff too. There's been some struggles and there's been a lot of trials. So I like what the psalmist says. He says, I've been through fire and water. I've had burdens placed on my back and I've been in prison. But you, God, have brought us into a land of abundance. And I think that's the key thing. Even though we go through hard times, the Lord sees us through those hard times, and he's there, and he will bring us to a land of abundance. Now, maybe you have gone through some great times. For myself, I have two highlights this year. I finished school finally after a million years, and that's great. That was a wonderful thing. But even better than that, this summer I celebrated 10 years. Gosh, I'm crying. Wow, that's cool. Unexpected. 10 years of marriage this summer. That was truly a milestone. And God sees us through our lives, and he brings us to good places. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie Inside Out. It's this little animated cartoon about a young girl, but the main characters are the emotions inside of her head. So there's one that personifies anger and fear, joy and sadness, and there's a girl who's colored green. I can't remember what she is, but it's a cute little movie. If you have to go see a movie, I'd recommend that. It's nice. But there's one significant part of that movie that where it's discovered that while joyful memories are very significant in our lives, sad memories are just as significant. But the one thing about sad memories is that they can turn into joy. It's a very neat little twist. So go and see the movie. It's very nice. But the sad times in our lives are connected with the joyful times in our lives. Because what is joy? It's the opposite of sadness. And we need both of these things to appreciate the other. And so the psalmist begins by declaring God's goodness. And then he declares his thankfulness that God delivered them. He turned the sea into dry land and they passed through on foot. This is a deliverance picture. Each one of us can give praise and thanks to God that he has delivered us from our sin, that he has saved us, that he has bought us with a price, and that we are going to spend eternity with him at the end. And that is something we can all be thankful for and praise him. And then we have hard times, but we can thank God that we will be brought to a land of abundance. If we haven't seen it yet, it is coming. It is coming. And then he's got a curious little thing. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. This is also a time of year when we make a lot of New Year's resolutions. Those are coming up, and people want to lose weight, and people want to do all sorts of things. But let's remember to make, I don't want to say resolutions with God, but let's be mindful of our spiritual lives when we make our New Year's resolutions this year. Let's not be hasty in promising God something. I'm going to read my Bible every day. That's a good resolution, but let's be serious about it. Let's not make flippant resolutions that are going to disappear in a week. The psalmist is very mindful of these vows that he's spoken to God in his times of trouble. I don't know what they might be, but God, I'm in a lot of trouble right now. If you get me through this, then I will fill in the blank. Let's be real with the Lord, and let's make promises to him that we're going to keep as we look ahead to this next year. But come and listen, all you who fear God, and let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth, and his praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice and prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. So God is with us. He hasn't forsaken us. And as we share this morning, let's remember, if you have something great to share, then please share it. Let's be thankful for it together. If you've had a rough time and you want to share that too, please share that too. You know, that's a reality that we live through. And we've learned this last fall in our series on love in Romans 12:15. You know, we are to rejoice with one another when we're rejoicing, but we also mourn with those who mourn. So as we share about this year, let's remember that there's both good and there's sad. And let's rejoice and mourn when it is appropriate. But we can all be thankful to the Lord that he has delivered us, and we can all praise him because he is bringing us to a land of abundance, and that is a certainty. So with that, I'll call up Brad, and we can carry on.